Welcome and thank you for tuning in for Hero of the Week. I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. Gunnery Sergeant Pedro Aquino of the United States Marine Corps will be our featured soldier today. Gunnery Sergeant Aquino, welcome.
Thank you.
Gunnery Sergeant, you've been a Marine for how long?
I'm going to hit 19 years here in June.
And you served most recently as a maintenance manager overseeing mechanics and supply personnel to ensure that repair work was done on time, correct?
That is correct, sir.
And been deployed numerous times in the service of this nation, including a tour in Iraq, I'm told, where you were part of a team that trained the Iraqi Army. How was that?
Oh, that was quite an experience, training a battalion of Iraqi soldiers, preparing them to so they can better themselves in order to take over for their country.
Now, that was just you and five other Marines I'm seeing in your bio information. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
That's a lot of work for six Marines to do for a battalion-sized unit.
Yes. A lot of work and very dangerous.
Now, Gunnery Sergeant, you're a wounded warrior and not able to serve on active duty on a daily basis. You're dealing with severe post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, along with other physical issues on a daily basis. What parts of daily life are now difficult for you to cope with?
Just normal things, like concentration and just daily tasks that I used to perform, you know, just like you get up in the morning, just do things. Now that I struggle with those little things, it's just kind of difficult to just manage life, basically.
But there have been some activities and talents that you've discovered along the way that are helping you work through all of this. Tell us what those are, Gunnery Sergeant Aquino.
Okay, yes. When I got to Wounded Warrior, one of the things that I learned that I think it was mainly because of the blast, part of my brain that got affected kind of sparked my artistic talent. And now what I do is I learn how to use a lathe and do wood turning. So now I do wood pens. I turn wooden pens and I turn bowls, small bowls. I just recently started doing more bigger works, like making bigger bowls and stuff. But mainly right now I'm concentrating on the small pens that I do, all kind of style of pens that I make on the lathe.
Now, these are pens that I would use in order to write on paper or sign my name, correct?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
But these aren't just any ordinary, average, everyday pen, are they, Gunnery Sergeant?
No, they're not.
Now, tell us, where could we see some of those pens online? Is there a website?
Yes, I right now I have them on Facebook. On Facebook, if you go to our Facebook page, and you can search by Bella's Crafted Pens, you will find it. That's B-E-L-L. AS Crafted Pens, and you'll find them on there, all the pictures that I have on the current ones and ones that I have had that I sold or donated, because I also do donations to the people that help me out along the way. I donate some of these pens as well as a little thank you.
Okay. I also understand that you sell them on Etsy.com. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I had them on Etsy, but unfortunately, I didn't have a great response as I did on Facebook. I guess Facebook is more popular than Etsy, so I'm in the transition of switching from Etsy to Facebook right now.
Okay, and that's Bella's Crafted Pen that we need
that
to
is
look
correct.
On Facebook. Okay. You also got into photography, didn't you, Gunnery Sergeant?
Yes, photography was one of the first things that I got introduced when I got to Wounded Warrior, and it was just the feeling of, because when I first got back, I was very depressed. I didn't want to associate with anybody. I kept to myself. I kept all the anger inside of me, and most of the time it just came out when I went home. So Wounded Warrior came up with this photography class to kind of cope with the struggles of PTSD. And there's an organization called the Tug McGraw, sponsored by Tim McGraw, and other organizations called the S-Stop Photography at Wounded Warrior. And they gave me the opportunity to explore that. And I was able to take some beautiful pictures, which, as a matter of fact, one of them I donated to Semper Fi Fund, and they took it to New York City to auction it off at the USS Intrepid, and that picture sold for $5,000.
Wow, that is great. That is great, Gunnery Sergeant. Can you tell me, has there been one particular person who has been your greatest help as you've been dealing with all of this?
I have to say my family, my wife and my kids.
Family is so important in these difficult times, isn't it, Gunnery Sergeant?
Yes. Yes, it is.
How do you feel, Gunnery Sergeant Aquino, about having served this nation as a United States Marine?
I am proud. I am proud. No regrets. I'm just truly proud of being able to be a part of such a great great force that we have here in the United States, and words can't express that.
Gunnery Sergeant Pedro Aquino of the United States Marine Corps, I'd like to thank you on behalf of myself and my listeners for your long and your good service for America, and I'll ask my listeners as well to pray for you, continued success with your Bella's Crafted Pens, and we ask God to bless you, your wife, and your family, and we honor you, Gunnery Sergeant Pedro Aquino, is our hero of the week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.